Rail fares in England and Wales go up by nearly 5% today. ScotRail fares go up in April. The increase could add £190 to an annual season ticket from Woking to London, or £275 from Brighton to London. Travel between Liverpool and Manchester on a flexi season ticket 2 days a week will go up by just over £92. Let's talk to Neil Middleton from the Pressure Group Rail Future. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
What's your response?
I think we're just disappointed, because the problem is the fares are going up, but the service is so awful at the moment. Yeah, there were so many delays constantly. You know, the line, for instance, out of Paddington towards Maidenhead, it keeps on having disruption every day. And it'd be one thing if we were taking an inflationary pay rise, or not pay rise, an inflationary fare rise, if the service quality was great. Because, things are going up, unfortunately, at the moment. It's just so disappointing with the service. That's our big complaint. And that's what we'd like to see fixed above all. Give us a good service, a reliable service that we can rely on and use, and then we'd grumble, I'm sure, but we'd accept that with a fare rise that's lower than the rate of inflation at the time they set it, that was a good thing. But it's a bad thing because the service is so awful,
and it's not like it's a cost that many people can avoid. I mean, you have to travel to get to work.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there were two markets actually that are interesting. There's the people going to work. You have no choice once you make a decision where you're going to live and where you're going to work. You have to pay it. But of course, it's also disappointing because the government's going out there, saying things like it wants to see the productivity in the UK increase, and it believes that can be achieved by people going to the workplace more often. And then what does it do? It actually then goes around discouraging that. And that's, that's very true, for instance, for people working in big cities who often have really no choice but to take the train to go to work. And so, it just doesn't stack up. And, there's a budget coming next week, and there's a fairly good chance that they will freeze, well, not next week, actually, it's this week, of course, now, it's being Sunday. There's a fairly good chance they will freeze fuel duty again. So, the rail becomes less and less competitive. And that's, the second big disappointment, really.
The pushback, I suppose, or the argument would be that there needs to be investment. We know some of the problems with delays are caused by breakdowns and signal failures and so on. And that money can't all come from the tax pot.
Absolutely. I fully agree that the money has to come from the tax, from the railfare payer as well as the tax pot. It's just that they're asking us to pay for an awful service. The rail structure at the moment is very dysfunctional, with no clear leadership. And there's been talk of this so-called guiding mind now for years, in what we refer to as the William Shapps report. But nothing's happening, and that's disappointing. That's just the disappointing part. If we were having a great service, we would understand why fares needed to rise to pay staff more and to invest and so on. But we're not getting the grand bargain isn't being kept. You pay, we deliver.
Neil Middleton, thank you very much for joining us. Neil Middleton is from the Pressure Group Rail Future.